I'm now sitting in with Coach Mitch Hundley. He's the Carrollton boys basketball coach. Had a game against Lexington tonight. 52-64 Lexington. Overall record 4-13. Conference record 1-4. And good evening, Coach.
Good evening to you.
Thank you very much. So you want to tell us how the game started out tonight?
Yeah, Lexington come out. They got down the court, pushed it on us quite a little bit. I think they had a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter. We missed a lot of easy shots, taking quick shots, kind of playing in their tempo a little bit. I felt like trying to get our guys to slow down. Second quarter, still kind of the same story. I think we cut it to 3 at one time, but then they busted it back to 11, I think, at halftime. I think it might have been as much as like 15 at one point in time. We got it back to 11 at half, and actually we come out second half and go on a 7-0 run, and we're down 4. And feeling good about things, well, Lexington makes their own little run. That's kind of how the game went tonight, was a game of runs, and I think they busted it back to 18 or 20. And then we fight back again, and we might have cut it to 10 once, but never really got it in back into single digits to maintain, and we lost by 12. It was an exciting game. We kind of traded threes for twos there for a while and to fight back into it, so that was a lot of fun, but Lexington's a tough team. We were fortunate enough to get them a week ago and haven't touched the court since then. And, we did everything that we could, and I was real proud of the boys.
Now, Coach, where was this game played at tonight?
This one was at Lexington.
At Lexington. Have you had very many home games this season?
We've had our conference schedule. We only have one left against Richmond that's going to be rescheduled. It's supposed to be Tuesday. I think we've had about 7 home games, but the majority of ours are played on the road. We don't host any tournaments, and that kind of makes a toll on it. But down the stretch here, we're going to pretty much go on the road.
Now, was the game against Richmond the only one you had to postpone?
Yeah. I don't know if we have a final date set on it either.
All right, and with this inclement weather, of course, comes the illness, the sickness. Has your team been hit?
Yeah, one of my starters wasn't playing tonight, Keaton Sullivan. He's not a real tall kid, but he's done a great job of shutting big kids down. He's very strong, and he was sick tonight, and that kind of hurt us a little bit inside with Nick Thompson for them. I think he ended up at 20 for them, and he does a good job of stopping drives, and so that kind of hurt us a little bit, but, I mean, the effort from the kids was definitely there. Mark Hundley, he led us tonight with 26 points, and Ridge Mathis had 19, and those are my two seniors that I go to, and they did everything they could to keep us in the ball game. And they kind of, both of them caught fire late in the game to, make it an interesting game. And we cut it down, then we'd have to foul, and they'd make their two free throws. We did a three, and they'd make two. And so it's only game at one point at a time. We just didn't have enough time, but it is a lot of fun.
Now, Coach, other than your makeup game for Richmond, what's your schedule look like next week?
Next week we go to Holden. We played them before Christmas break. I feel like we're playing better basketball right now. I do feel like that kids are working harder. They're doing a lot of small things that we've been working on all year. And hopefully we can go down to Holden on Tuesday and get a win. They're a tough place to play. They're good down there. I know that they're about .500 team, but I hope that we can just continue to compete. I think next Friday we have Knob Noster, maybe. But I don't remember. That's too far ahead. Tuesday we go to Holden.
Yeah, let's just worry about the next game, right, Coach?
Yeah.
All right. And also wanted to ask you, too, I know with only 2 weeks left in the season, then we're looking at districts. How are you feeling about districts?
Our districts are, if it's not the toughest district in the state, I'd like to see the one, because you've got Higginsville, who just beat Knob Noster tonight by 2. They've only lost one game. Knob's only lost 2 games, both to Higginsville. Lee Summit Christian, I know they've beaten teams. They're ranked in the state. They've beaten teams like Liberty North. You got St. Paul, who I think the only 2 losses they have is one to Higginsville, one to Knob. Richmond, with 3 summers, can do anything. Lexington's in it. And O'Hara, I mean, it's a tough district.
Some tough competition.
Yeah.
All right, now my next question is, how many seniors are you going to be losing this year?
I think we have 5 seniors on the team. We start 3 normally, and the other 2 guys are good contributors as well. They're a good group of kids. That's the first group that I had when I was started coaching. So it's the first group I've seen all the way through. you know, with my brother in it. Of course, it'll have a different emotion to it, I'm sure, that I never thought about. But they've been a lot of fun. They're playing some of their best ball right now, and that's why I'm really excited for them.
And your brother's Mark Hundley, right?
That's right.
And he's a senior this year?
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be tough.
It'll be different. I mean, it's not. I've never coached him as a brother. I've always coached him as another player. I mean, we talk probably more about basketball outside of things than I do with the other kids. But he's always handled himself as a player and treated me as a coach, and so that's always been nice. But I'm sure the aftermath of it, you know, towards the end of the season, will play different. And I know there's been tons of dads that had sons. I'm sure it's very similar to that.
Yeah, I've actually heard that they're harder on their own than they are anyone else.
Yeah, he's caught different things from me that I haven't said to other kids, for sure.
All right, Coach, is there anything else you'd like to add tonight?
Nah, we have great support over there. It's a lot of fun for the fans. I mean, you know, I'm really excited for these boys. They've been working their tails off. They deserve the appreciation, you know, from the community. And I'm just, you know, thankful for all that. Thankful for you guys doing what you do.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Mitch Hundley, Carrollton boys basketball coach. He and his team, part of KMZU's fifth quarter show.